Here's Terry Savage, the syndicated financial columnist in the studio. Hi, Terry.
I'm going to just put my headphones on. I'm
be part of the radio show. Yes. What are you researching so diligently over there?
Every minute that I've just posted a new column, and it went up on the Tribune wires and out in syndication, and my inbox from people around the country now talking about my comments on Medicare Advantage with this new column. It's just, if you want to see it, it's up at terrysavage.com. It's called The Disadvantages of Medicare Advantage. And now I'm swamped.
And now the whole world is mad at you.
No, only half the world. I am hearing from physicians,
yeah,
and from nurses and people who work in rehab centers saying, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. We hate it. We can never get the approvals for treatments. We see patients suffer, da-da-da-da-da-da.
I have that column in front of me. It says, in part, let me acknowledge up front, there are many happy participants in Advantage plans, but ... And we heard from the people that were happy last week that like their Advantage plan. And then you said, yeah, but you'll like it until you don't like it.
Until you get sick. Now, some of them just, you know, especially these PPO plans,
yeah,
where you get to choose a physician. And it looks just like your traditional insurance, except you think you're only paying this small premium. I just got an email just before we came on. I was reading, and I've saved $100 a month. I wanted to write back and say, stay well, bless you, stay well, because, you know, there's an out-of-pocket maximum for next year for Medicare Advantage plans of a little over $8,800 that you could be asked to pay in co-payments and doctor's visits and other things. If you have a PPO plan, that limit goes up to over $12,000. So for all the people who say, oh, thank goodness I'm not paying $292 a month for my supplement. You know, remember, Part A is free. You're still paying for Part B, the hospitalization. That comes typically out of your Social Security check if you receive one. And Advantage is designed to, quote, replace the supplement plus the Part D. And up front, it looks less expensive, a lot less expensive. But if you get sick and you need to use visits for co-payments and so forth, you could be out of pocket $8,300 maximum a year. Some have lower maximums. If you see doctors outside of your network, you could pay in full. Or if you have a PPO, you could pay even more out of pocket, up to over $12,000 this coming year. And then when you say, oh my goodness, I'm limited, they won't let me see it, it's taking time to approve it. There was a woman who wrote from a hospital, I know just what you mean. My doctor's been trying to get this test ordered and they said it was over the weekend. They couldn't approve it. All those kinds of things happen when you're on this managed care Advantage plan. So it's not just money, it's denial of service or delay of service.
And Medicare Advantage, is that one company or is that an umbrella?
No, let me explain what that is. It describes a bunch of companies,
yeah,
and some of the best known names in insurance. And, well, I've got more. I've got the commission structure now. I've got the lawsuits against them.
But there's a program called Medicare Advantage. And
they must offer certain things. They can only pay a certain amount of commission to agents, but now they've got networks of agents because that commission limit of $600 a policy, twice what they get if they say, no, stick with Medicare and buy a supplement. Twice the commission, $600 at least a policy, probably $612 going up this year. They offer the same thing, but they compete. They offer slightly different things. They offer, free dental, free vision. You're going to have co-payments. You'll have some two free teeth cleanings, perhaps. Just you have to read the fine print.
I got it.
To see what they offer and how good they are about certifying claims and paying
okay
for what your doctor says you need.
Answer this question after a quick check of business and traffic here. But different companies are offering Medicare Advantage plans. Is there a company that you would recommend? Answer that in a minute.
Look at this chart. I'm going to tell you about it. It's from the New York Times. They've all been sued.
Well, I guess that starts to answer the question. Terry, have one last question about Medicare disadvantages. or Medicare Advantage. You say it's the disadvantages of Medicare Advantage, people should know. So then these companies, after you say that this is a bad deal, you should not sign up for Medicare Advantage plans, whoever is selling it, are they going to sue you? Have you heard from them? Are they pushing back? Are they saying, wait a minute, that's your opinion, but we think this product is good for some people?
Let me give you a little background. Here's how these plans work. You sign up for this plan. They go to the government, and they get reimbursed, for starters, on a per capita basis. So they get what they get from the government, and they, quote, pride themselves on being efficient and managing care so that they can make do with the government reimbursement. So, number one,
I do not want an insurance company managing my care.
Okay, well, there you go. But number one, so what do they do? What are the expenses? They get whatever X dollars for you, Mrs. Jones, and they hope you are healthy. They're on your side to stay healthy all year long, and all you have is your little blood pressure medicine, and they cover that, and that's fine. You go for two or three exams. You go for your general checkup, maybe your eyes or whatever else, whatever they cover. And then they make some money. But Mr. Smith got very sick. He was in for cancer surgery and so on and so forth. So they're probably going to lose money on him. But net, 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 they net it out and they say, we have to make a profit. Why do we have to make a profit? Number one, we're going to run a lot of commercials telling new people to sign up for Medicare Advantage. And as of today, half the nation has moved off traditional Medicare to Medicare Advantage. Now, it's not just the commercials they run. They employ swarms that you should see the ads. If you want to sell insurance, you will get a $600 commission for the first sign up. And every year after that, when that person resigns, you get about $300. I'm rounding it off, $612. That's, by the way, twice the commission an agent would get if he said, you know what? I think you're going to be happier because you'll have more control over your health care if you just stick with Medicare supplements and Part D. So they go out and sell you. Those are the agencies that you call when you answer that toll-free number. Now, actual insurance agents, I'm told, have certain requirements, waiting periods and so forth, that are imposed on them as agents. But if it's a call center, they don't have to follow those rules as strictly, and they're just there to sign you up. Now, that's number one. They're in it for a profit, and if 12 people are sick and 22 people are healthy, they're going to come out fine, whatever it is. But here's something else. Wait, there's more. When they sign you up, and there are instances, the New York Times did a big expose of this. I'll probably put a link on my website. Maybe I'll link it at the bottom of that column when I get back. This is really weird. The doctors, the plans get an additional reimbursement if you're considered a high-risk person when they sign up for you up for Medicare Advantage because you previously had a cancer surgery or COPD or you name it. So the Advantage plan goes to the government and says, but Mrs. Green, we just signed her up. But, you know, 10 years ago, she had a melanoma on her arm taken off. She's a very high-risk person. And the government says, oh, in that case, we're going to give you more for her care. And there have been lawsuits against all the major insurers, accusing them in court of fraud, either by a whistleblower or by the U.S. government or the inspector general, for overbilling Medicare, getting more payment per capita because they have designated people to be high risk.
Who maybe aren't.
And these cases have been adjudicated. Again, this is the biggest insurers. So what you're doing is you're turning over your free choice of a doctor anywhere in the country, even in Florida when you're on vacation, when you go to Arizona to visit your son at college if you need some care. You could get care at any Medicare-approved facility, any doctor that takes Medicare under traditional Medicare. You buy a supplement, the most expensive one, hopefully Plan G for great, but even any lesser one, you're limited to what you'll have to pay out of pocket. And yes, it's a bigger upfront monthly cost, but on the end, if you're in Medicare Advantage, you could pay next year up to $8,800 out of pocket for co-payments and deductibles that you only find out about once you're sick. So there's an army of people out there selling you Medicare Advantage. And I and the Medicare Rights Center, the Center for Medicare Advocacy, and a few others are out there saying, please read the fine print and please understand it's cheaper when you're well. It's not guaranteed to be cheaper when you're sick. It might even be more expensive. And certainly you'll face somebody else telling your doctor and your hospital what they can do to help you.
Terry, ready to take some calls?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll start with Jim. You're on WGN. Jim, how can we help you? You're on the air.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Terry. Thanks for taking my call. My question, I've got a 24-year-old daughter who is a teacher, doesn't make a ton of money, but she's also very frugal. She's saved up about $30,000, but it's sitting in a checking account, not earning interest. And she's probably going to go back to grad school in a couple of years, so she'll need the money. But I'm wondering what you might recommend for a short-term investment so she's earning interest on that.
Well, we're talking about keeping it safe. I presume she does not want to lose one penny of that. So if you will go...
She is very conservative.
Marvelous. Yep. Yay, congratulations to her at 24 years old for having saved that kind of money. A big round of applause. I think it's genetic, but I think the kids learn that from their parents. So go to terrysavage.com and go over to the right side. There's a section called Financial Links, and you'll find a box called How to Buy Treasury Bills, T-Bills. Those are 3- and 6-month IOUs direct from the government. The 6-month bill is currently paying 5.5%. There's an auction every Monday. She'll know how to do this when she clicks on the link. She sets up an online account at treasurydirect.gov. All she needs to know is her name, address, social security number, her bank account number, and her bank routing number, which is on her online account. Mm-hmm. And then she can sign up and say, okay, next Monday, take $10,000 of my money right out of my bank account. Whatever the auction rate is next Monday, I'll accept. They're auctioned on Monday. It'll probably be about 5.5%. They take out not the whole $10,000. They actually leave the interest up front in the account. And then maybe she wants to wait 2 or 3 weeks and do another $10,000 for 6 months, whatever the rate is then. But she's going to earn a lot more than a checking account. She'll leave $5,000 in there, but in about a month, she might want to say, well, I'll take $5,000 more and put in a three-month, which is a treasury bill, which is shorter. So they'll all be automatically, she can set up automatic renewals. But if she decides she needs the money out for tuition, she can cancel the renewal before that auction is due.
No penalty.
The whole amount will drop right back into her account.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, Jim, good luck to you. Good luck to her. Thanks for the call. Robert, you're next. You're on WGN online, I think 3. Robert, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
I've got great respect for both you and Terry, but Terry's talking about one-third of the picture when it comes to Advantage plans and Medicare supplements. A 76-year-old male in Illinois is going to pay somewhere around $311 a month for a supplement F plan, plus his prescription drug. And even if he goes to a G plan, it's still 2.5. How many seniors past the age of 70, all right, have that kind of money to spend? These Advantage plans are very good for certain people. And obviously...
Who are the people, by the way? Robert, who are the people? Are the people who are shorter on income?
Anybody over 70 who doesn't have a lot of income. That's why 50% of the population is on Advantage plans. 24% are on supplement plans because they can afford them. Mm-hmm. 26% don't have any coverage at all, except for Medicare. I've been in this business for 35 years. I know from where I speak. When I can put somebody in an Advantage plan, they might have some exposure out there, $8,000, $9,000, possibly if they really have a big problem throughout the year. But there are other vehicles to get them assistance when they come up with those problems. Mm. If they can't afford $200 a month to pay for their rent or their home or their food or whatever else, how can they possibly afford to pay the supplement costs when they start getting older? What does a 90-year-old pay for a supplement plan? What do you? Are your parents on a supplement plan, John? Are they on an advanced plan?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of curious about that. But I'll hold on a second. I appreciate your call. Terry, what's your thought?
Robert, you make a great point. It's just kind of a roulette wheel. You just said at the max that I can think of, if you have a prescription drug plan and the best supplement, you're talking between $300 and $400 a month to pay for that. So let's just take the outside of that times 12 months. Okay, that's $4,800 out of pocket. Yes, for each of you. So, you know, you're getting up there if you're a senior married couple. But there are two aspects of what the disadvantage is. One is, yeah, you're going to pay that, let's call it $4,800 a year for your traditional Medicare supplement and your Part D. But then if you wind up getting sick, you could wind up paying as much as $8,800 in out-of-pocket expenses. So if you and I both knew that, okay, I'm 68 or 72 or whatever it is, and I'm not going to get really sick until I'm at least 81, then of course you want the plan that costs you maybe next to nothing every year, because for 10 years, you'd save a lot in premiums. That's number one. Of course, if you knew that this wasn't going to be the year that you had expensive bills, let me just finish this first part. If you knew this was a year that you weren't going to have expensive bills, co-payments, and out-of-pocket expenses and really be sick, of course you would opt for the cheap Advantage plan. But number two, if it happens to be the year that you even need something and you don't have that much out-of-pocket, don't you want to be able to have your doctor designate, I want this test done, not, oh, I'm sorry, it's Friday, we can't get around to diagnosing that until Monday or Tuesday. Those are the two key ingredients.
Go ahead,
of
Robert.
Supplement.
What were you thinking? Go ahead, Robert.
The point is, there are hundreds of plans out there. You can't call a call center and expect to get the best one. What people need to do is go to a properly licensed and certified agent, talk to a human being in person, not over the phone, not over the internet. There are good agents out there who know what's going on. And our job is to fit the person to the right plan for them, to explore all their medications, to find out where they live, where they go. We spend 40 hours every year recertifying. I've done this for years and years and years. 40 hours every year, certifying and taking tests so I can prove that I know what I'm talking about. I have to get an affidavit signed every time I talk to somebody about an Advantage plan. I don't have to do that for a supplement plan.
Robert, I'm really glad you called. I want to ask you a question, then I got to let you go so we can get other folks in here. Who do you represent? Is there a company whose plan you like?
I'm an independent broker.
Okay, but
I can sell anybody anytime.
Is there a plan? Is there a company's plan that you think is really good?
For older people, if they've got a little bit of money, the best plan going is through the Big Blue here in Illinois. And it's called the Flex Plan. It's got a decent premium. It covers lots of extras, including drugs.
That's Blue Cross Blue Shield, the Flex Plan. Okay.
No matter what your age is.
Robert.
So that 94-year-old who pays over $500 a month for coverage now can do it for $200.
Okay. Robert, I appreciate your phone call. Last thought from you, Terry.
You know, there are so few of you that I could put a finger on that are really seriously talented agents. We'll look into all these issues. I'm glad you called in. The odds are long, and when you answer these things, call now. You may be eligible for more money back, and da-da-da-da, and vision and dental will drive you to your appointment. You're really playing roulette, Russian roulette, and there are so many plans now that have so many complaints. The rates of denials are climbing, so it's a real issue, and I'm glad you could name one. I can't name plans. I don't have the research.
Yeah.
I don't sell them. I don't sell anything. I'm just telling you to watch out.
More business news now. Here's Don Kleppen.
It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. American Airlines plans to beef up its Chicago schedule next year. The second largest carrier at O'Hare has been slow to restore its service there to pre-pandemic levels. Now it says it's scheduled to fly 10% more seats in April of next year than it did during the same month this year. Then next summer, American says it'll launch daily service from Chicago to Venice, which it says will help those numbers. A team of local developers has won $100 million in construction financing for a big mixed-use apartment project in Skokie. It's a joint venture of Chicago-based Tucker Development and Mount Prospect-based Wingspan Development Group, who announced the funding for the Henry at Harms Woods, a nearly 300-unit project. And downtown Chicago is about to get a new rooftop restaurant from the celebrity chef behind Sienna Tavern in River North and more than 30 other restaurants across the country. Fabio Viviani, who moved to the U.S. from Italy in 2005, is set to open Seville, a Mediterranean eatery, next month. Seville will sit atop the Hilton Canopy Hotel at 243 South Franklin. That's your Wintrust Business Minute. I'm Don Kleppen.
We've got the business of food. We've got Steve Alexander.
Mm-hmm, thank you. And today we are singing
the Mississippi River Blues.
Jimmie Rodgers from, oh my, a long time ago, 1929. And as bad as last year's drought was in the lower Mississippi, it's worse this year. In fact, the readings taken last week at Memphis,
they were at almost negative 12 on the gauge, which is significant.
More from him after I thank the Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com for sponsoring us. It's truck season. Put a Silverado in your toolbox and, you know, maybe drive your Chevy to the levee and see how low the water is.
It's a record low.
But Mike Blasky, general manager of Marine Towing in Joliet, which runs barges up and down the Mississippi and its tributaries, says the shipping industry has avoided the chaos we saw last year.
Industry's been responsible enough in regulating themselves on tonnage or reduce their number of barges per boat just to keep everything going.
And helping ease the load on the barges is the price of grain. It's low. Not as many farmers are selling, so not as much is being shipped.
They're still able to ship some of that grain down to the Gulf and get it on the ships. It's just not in the volumes and velocity that it has been in previous years.
But not only are the Mississippi and its tributaries vital for transportation and agriculture and countless industries, they are also a drinking water supply, and the low flow of water downstream has allowed salt water from the Gulf to move upstream, threatening the water supplies of thousands of people.
The Army Corps actually built underwater levees.
And he says the barge industry is pitching in to help.
Various number of industry groups have dedicated liquid cargo barges for fresh water to those cities, municipalities, what have you.
Also helping in the past week is Mother Nature, with rain raising the level at that Memphis gauge slightly, and Mike Blasky is hoping we see a repeat of the rain we got last November.
Yeah, planning, hoping for the best here as we start to get some of these early fall rain events.
The Mississippi River Blues.
And on today's food calendar, today is National Greasy Foods Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.
Anything else you want to say?
No. Actually, in a way, it'd be nice to see what Congress does now. Maybe some things like the keeping the government open will be able to be discussed.
Oh, amen to that. And all the other things that haven't been for 3 weeks. Ron, you're on WGN. What can we do for you? You're on the air.
Yes. You know, I recently received my newsletter from AARP. They did a very thorough job as far as comparing the two programs, Medicare and Medicaid. So we have to also do some, you know, reading and researching. But my question, Jerry, with the unemployment rate, you know, being low, wasn't it, but 3.8. But most polls are indicating people are very negative on the economy. So in addition maybe to inflation, can you maybe just give your feelings why people are just not optimistic and feeling good about the economy right now? Thank you.
Well, a lot of people are still optimistic, but the latest consumer confidence survey has showed another decline, especially in future expectations. People feel the pinch, especially those on fixed incomes, of higher prices. And although the rate of increase in inflation has slowed, they're still feeling the pinch. Yeah, there are a lot of people unemployed. You're starting to see layoff notices.
Wait,
we have some economic statistics that have turned negative, that typically turn negative before a recession, like the leading indicators. I could give you dozens of them. Consumer credit is at all-time highs. The rate of defaults is starting to creep up. People who can't pay their balances or pay them in full or pay on time. So there's some worrying signals. And I think the smart people are thinking twice about getting further extended.
I think the economy is maybe going to get worse as a result of that, but I don't think it's so bad right now. I think we've been telling them so long a recession is coming, people have concluded the economy is bad right now. Unemployment is low right
now. Absolutely. And interest rates, you know, yeah, it's tough to get a mortgage at 8%, but we've lived through 12%, 13% mortgages. So it's not horrible right now. The question is, what do you do to prepare and not be hit in case it does get worse, which I think is a distinct possibility.
I wonder what the historic, fair, good 30-year fixed mortgage rate is. 2.9%, I think, was an anomaly, and 13% is too high. I wonder what people, if we all settled on something that's fair and would move the market, is it 5%? Is it? I wonder what the number is.
But then that's a gift, because you're paying back at a 5% interest rate over the next 30 years, and the lender, whether it's the bank or the investors that buy mortgage-backed securities.
Sure.
Today, what the market is telling you is, we don't think we're willing to accept much under 5%, plus all the costs and everything, to lend you money for 30 years. That's just what the market's saying. The market's saying you've got a lot of debt deficits in the U.S. that have to be financed. It's growing. Congress isn't dealing with it. More borrowing, and the rest of the world being a little concerned about it, not being willing to pay to own our U.S. treasuries. The Fed certainly isn't buying them now. In fact, they're selling them off. All that contributes to the marketplace demanding a higher rate for money for 30 years.
I want to acknowledge a lot of the messages that are coming in based on what you have said and the conversation you had with Robert, who is an agent that sells Medicare Advantage plans. And I'll just read two that summarize what we're hearing. We're hearing from both sides. Thank you, Robert. Exactly right. Robert said there are good plans. Get a good agent. Visit with them face to face. And he thinks it's a good investment. 309 said Terry is spot on about out-of-network issues. That is a huge problem. So a pro and a con.
I'm not telling you not to do it, but you have to be aware. And yes, if you can find an agent that you trust who's not motivated by commissions, but not one of these, call 1-800 now and you will get, you know, rides to the doctor. You got to understand what the trade-offs are.
Robert should buy advertising here at WGN Radio. I should have asked him who he represents or what his number is.
He's an independent agent. And good independent agents like that who really have their own personal integrity. You know, you can't buy personal integrity. That's what you need, an independent agent that knows the market and you can trust, not to just sell you this for a commission.
TerrySavage.com is the website. She'll be here next Wednesday, and you can always read her online and in print, TerrySavage.com. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, John.